A federal grand jury in Milwaukee indicted Department of Administration employee Georgia Thompson for her alleged actions in helping award a contract to Edelman Travel Group. Leaders of that Milwaukee-based company contributed to Governor Doyle's re-election campaign. The indictment says Thompson used political considerations in the selection process, inflated her scores for Edelman, and asked the travel firm for a best and final offer on the travel contract. But Thompson's attorney, Stephen Hurley, has entered a not guilty plea for his client and filed a motion to dismiss the case. In comments to the news media, during which he allowed no one to record his voice, Hurley called Thompson a civil servant who did her job well and that the federal case is a bizarre application of state law. In the motion to dismiss, Hurley argues that Thompson had a right to ask Edelman for a best and final offer. Jerome Buting chairs the criminal law section of the state bar. Buting says Hurley is raising the point that the travel contract was a proposal process and not a competitive bid.
And in a sealed competitive bid process, you basically get your one chance, you send in your bid, and whoever gets the lowest bid, that's it. But in a procurement request for proposal type of process, you can go back. In fact, I think you're required, as I understand it, to go back and request the bidders to give them their final best offer. You know, oftentimes that results in savings to the taxpayers.
Buting also says Hurley takes issue with the contention Thompson had political motivations. Hurley told reporters there's a difference between political and partisan. Buting says Hurley and Thompson have to overcome a lot of negative publicity about the travel case, but Buting says the grand jury only heard evidence from the prosecutor. Thompson did not have to post bail, but cannot leave Wisconsin without a judge's approval. Her trial is likely to begin this spring. Governor Doyle this week canceled the travel contract with Edelman, but has not returned the $20,000 in campaign donations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.